Washington Democrats say it's a victory for democracy. Republicans call it a defeat for taxpayers. The Washington Supreme Court Thursday threw out the state's voter-approved two-thirds requirement for tax hikes. The decision was 6-3. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has reaction.
The challenge to the two-thirds requirement came from education funding advocates and a dozen Democratic lawmakers, among them State Representative Lori Jenkins. She says the ruling will give lawmakers more options as they grapple with a $1 billion budget shortfall.
I mean, if you just look last year, right, we tried to close the loophole for out-of-state shoppers to fund, again, I think that was kindergarten. It was all-day kindergarten. We weren't able to do that because it required a two-thirds majority.
Very different rhetoric in the Washington Senate, where 23 Republicans and two breakaway Democrats have control. Here's Deputy Republican Leader Don Benton.
We're going to honor the will of the people, and the will of the people is very clear. They either want a two-thirds vote or they want it to go out to them to vote on.
Benton says he will propose a change to the Senate's rules to require a two-thirds vote for taxes in that chamber, and the Senate majority plans to push an amendment to enshrine the supermajority rule in the Washington Constitution. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.